Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America home studios in Washington. Are you ready to get your Pan-African groove on? Because I'm bringing it right now. First of all, my playlist. I've got great new music from Liberia, Uganda, and Nigeria, gold hits from Tanzania and Mali, and two classics by legendary artists Oliver Mtukudzi and Donnie Elwood. Then I have a lively discussion about new album releases by major artists from the continent with my VOA colleague Kwame Ofori. So as some of you may have noticed, I have been away for several weeks. Well, I'm back now, and in the middle of the hour, I bring Kwame in on the mic via video conference to help me catch us all up on what we missed during my absence. The artists we talk about are from Nigeria and South Africa, and I mix some samples of their music in there. Plus, I even have a sample of music from the Dominican Republic, where I was all this time. So you're going to get a jolt of merengue in there. Oh, yeah. And then last but not least, I have a great feature for you from Kenya with an emerging artist. His name is Fino Shea. He speaks with reporter Bill Odidi in Nairobi about his debut album called Son from Kibera. Now, the 21-year-old rapper explains the meaning behind the album title, and he shares fascinating insight into his music and his favorite track featuring vocalist Liana in Moods. It's beautiful. You're going to love it. So with that, I invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this fresh new show. We're starting off in Liberia with, oh wow, a new single by recently crowned Artist of the Year at the 2020 MTN Liberian Music Awards, Eric Gisso. The way you can do me, 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 oh wow, oh wow, wow. Also known as Stage Killer, with Oh Wow. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. Eric is Liberia's 2020 Artist of the Year. Yeah, he took home that LMA Award November 14th. Congrats to him, and also congratulations to all of the winners in Monrovia this year. Teddy Rye, MC Caro, J Slut, and so many others. This is Music Time in Africa. Going back just a couple of years, first to Tanzania with Navi Kenzo, a beautiful musical couple who featured diamond platinums on this song, Katika. And then we're moving on to Mali with the legendary Wasalun singer Umu Sangare. Here's Katika.
Katika. katik, katika, katik, katika.
Mama Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello. This is Heather Maxwell. We just listened to Katika by Navi Kenzo, followed by Kamalemba by Umu Sangare. And now to a brand new alternative sound. On October 16th, a music production duo from Germany known as Ancient Astronauts released its EP, Kampala Fire. All the tracks feature Ugandan artists. This is the lead track. It's my favorite of the EP, and it features dancehall artist Siwine Nalukalala singing Ghetto Youth, Never Give Up. You them fight you, me sings and never give up. Get all you never put down the fire. That a real big fire. But we make you higher. Check out to Nule Mugetu. I want to babo nabo no muliaba kula wamunabato. People got no web to set up. Just to get that tito better massima de mafi fight your bato. Now you have to suck out like we so movie or a play like you eat a mele kuy so movie. Bela muku mache bela muku muku bela keka sela kenyinia kamala wechi. Was Ghetto Youth Never Give Up by Ancient Astronauts featuring dancehall artist from Uganda, Siwine Nalukalala.
Hey, hey, this is Teta and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. So if you're a regular follower of the show, you know that I have been away for a few weeks. Well, even more than a few weeks. Because you've been hearing a lot of previously recorded shows, right? Well, I'm back. safe and sound, and it feels great being back, I gotta tell you. I hope you're all doing well and that you're staying safe and you're keeping vigilant, safeguarding your own personal safety. I really hope you're all doing that. So instead of doing Song of the Week with Kwame like usual, I invited him to join me for a video conference earlier this week to share a rundown of some top new music releases, album releases that he's discovered in my absence. Now, I've already hooked you into some fresh new tunes, the one from Liberia by Eric Gisso and the one from Uganda just now that we heard, Ghetto Youth Never Give Up, but Kwame's got more. So for the next 20 minutes or so, here is that conversation, along with more awesome music that I'm mixing in. And don't forget, I've got that special merengue tune from the Dominican Republic for you, too. So here we go. Kwame. Hello.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing fine. It's great to see you. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. It's been a long, long time. You were away.
Yes, I
How
was.
How was your vacation?
Well, it wasn't vacation. Even though it was in a really vacation-y like place. So I was on leave. I was taking care of my mama, who is doing fine, and she lives in the Dominican Republic. So, you know, I couldn't help but have some fun.
Oh, yes. Always good to take care of mama.
Yeah, it sure is. So anyway, yes, it's great to be back on the mic and to be back with you in this first edition since my leave.
Welcome back.
Thank you. So as you know, Kwame, because I just got back and I've been out of touch, I asked you to do a little research and discuss what has been happening over the past couple weeks. So what do you have for me? What's new?
So while you are away, so much beautiful music was being released across the continent. And the most prominent ones that are making, you know, waves across, you know, top charts, I'm going to mention one of them is by our very own Wizkid. Now, Wizkid recently released Made in Lagos. Now, this album has been put off by Wizkid for about 2 years now. Every time he says he's going to release it, something happens, and then he postpones, something happens, and then he postpones. Mm-hmm. But then eventually, it came out. And to be honest, it's, as I always say, it's filled with vibes. From track one to the last track, it's pure vibes. Pure vibes. Worth the wait. Very fun. Now, another person who also released an album.
Well, hold on. Before you get to the other guy or gal, let's listen to a little bit of this. Admittedly, I previewed a little bit of the one song you suggested, and it is great. And it's also great because it's got one of my faves of all time right now, Burna Boy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this one is Ginger off that album, Made in Lagos. So let's listen to it for a minute, and then we'll get back to your second person.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Make her touch a bunny. Make her rub, make her love, make her rub, make her touch a bunny. Make her rub a bunny. Till I go lotion, I'ma rub a bunny. Like fine wine, say you sweet when you whine her. Me, I know feel leave when you whine her. As long as we go there, I'm on amigo pay. We go day nice. If we enter the place, I go day nice. I go fiki, I go rewind. Say now me go be the DJ, I'm on feel nice. So, say my party know they stop to the daylight. Before you run, go the shot, you make you think twice. If not smoke, you want smoke, say we day tight. I'm on my love, bro, say we live nice. Yeah.
If you want me to ginger, give me king, kakara. My touch, I be each love. Anywhere I go, I come up with my bama love. So they do like bala.
If you want me to ginger, give me king, kakara.
Oh man, Ginger. That was Ginger by Wizkid featuring Burna Boy. That is beautiful. You're right, Kwame. It is a vibe. A big, huge vibe.
Nigeria is definitely unified and making waves. And speaking of pushing that Afrobeat vibe to the world, we have Davido, who also released an album while you were away. Mm-hmm. Now,
how dare he do that?
Definitely, how dare he do that? You know, Davido released A Better Time. And A Better Time really was, if you ask me, was made for the international market. Because he has so many features on there with the most unlikely people. And I listened to his interview with another station, and then he was like, all of these artists who are mostly Western artists, some of them African, are people who are his friends. And if you are not his friend, he doesn't know how he'll be able to vibe with you on a track. So it was very intentional. We have people like Nicki Minaj, we have people like Chris Brown, even Lil Baby.
Heartbreak, got a heartbreak, my chest ain't got none. I tried my best, gave it my all, now I'm done. Summertime, looking for a vibe to top back to the sun.
And Shuma Josie, obviously being African, I just love her being on there. And then other people in there that you would never suspect Davido featuring with. So I'm just glad that he decided to mince this up and then, you know, push that Afrobeat envelope even further to the world.
And it also sounds like, from what you're describing, you know, this is just him, an album that he's making with his friends. There's no specific ulterior theme, except that, you know, I'm going to make an album with my friends. So let's listen to that one with Nicki, because I was doing some research too, because I have been back for a week or so now, and that song already came across my radar and I listened to it. And I'm speaking about Holy Ground, that is from that new album by Davido featuring Nicki Minaj. I just love it. So let's listen and then we'll come back. This is Heather and I'm with Kwame and we're together again.
Let's enjoy this.
I say I know myself, I'm gonna wanna activate on a cover. So let me know, she say one MB go. Activate if you wanna. Let her know it's not the normal size. This kind thing don't make your ship capsize. So let me know if you wanna ride. She call me brother, I call her sister too. Mama so fine, she get like six tattoos. If she was a city, she'd be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me around too. Brother, I call her sister too. Mama so fine, she got like six tattoos. If she was a city, she'd be Timbuktu. My holy ground, baby, I run to. My holy ground, baby, I run to.
I said, come if you wanna. Got to drink the marijuana. Let me know whenever you decide. Let me know you put them bitches to the side, yeah. Giving medals, I gotta give you the G. I'm bouncing all on the D, I just had to give you the V. Here blowing all in the wind while we cruising Penelope. Nigeria to the world and fuck you to my enemies.
She call me brother, I call her sister too. Mama so fine, she got like six tattoos. If she was a city, she'd be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me, I run to. Brother, I call her sister too. Mama so fine, she got like six tattoos. If she was a city, she'd be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me, I run to.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, so that was Holy Ground by Davido featuring Nicki Minaj. I, like I said, love it. Really, really do. It's fun to get back into it. You know, I really missed African music. And for those of you just tuning in, this is Heather, and I'm with Kwame.
Yes.
You know, when I was in the Dominican Republic, they have a whole different kind of music going on there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have bachata and merengue. I'm going to play one song right now, just for a quick little vibe, and then we'll get back to it.
Let's get it.
Ando buscando a María Elena. Ando buscando mamá a María Elena. Porque se aprieta si es cosa buena. Porque se aprieta si es cosa buena. Todas las mujeres di que son buenas. Todas las mujeres di que son buenas. Pero ninguna como mi Elena. Pero ninguna como mi Elena. Y con mi morena voy a.
Con mi morena quiero gozar. voy por rico voy a bailar.
Con mi morena quiero gozar.
Con mi morena voy a gozar.
Con mi morena quiero gozar.
Con mi morena voy a arrollar.
Con mi morena quiero gozar.
Ahí en Nueva York voy a vacilar.
Con mi morena quiero gozar.
Yo me voy con ella para llamar.
Con mi morena quiero gozar.
En mi kiss que ya voy a arrollar.
Con mi morena quiero gozar.
Merengue from the Dominican Republic. Anyway, let's get back to Afro beats, Afro sound. So Kwame, tell me more about what you've been doing since I've been away. What are the research you got?
So I noticed our favorite band from Kenya, Salty Soul, they've been hard at work.
Really?
Work.
Well, look, a lot of musicians are hard at work because they're not doing anything. True. So they're just being creative right at home.
Very, very creative. And you see this cross-pollination of music happening. Niniola, who also released an album recently while she was away, had Salty Soul featured. And then Salty Soul also featured on Davido's album. So you can see this East and West, you know, situation happening. And again, on Niniola's album, which I love so, so, so much, Niniola has always experimented with sound. But the surprising thing is Niniola tried her hands on Amapiano, the Amapiano beat, the Amapiano movement that Kapsa the Small is pushing from South Africa, claiming he is the king of Amapiano.
So okay. Hold on, Kwame. Excuse me. But for everybody listening, you know, if you don't know who, you probably know who Niniola is, but, you know, you might be from, I don't know, from Mali or from Zambia, and you don't know who Niniola is, maybe, or Kabza the Small, or what Amapiano is. So let's just back up real quick. Niniola is Nigerian. But she loves house. She's like the Nigerian house queen. Everybody thinks like she's got a house South African soul. Okay. So Busiswa is really the South African queen of house. Okay. And then Kabza the Small does Amapiano, and Amapiano is the newest branch of house.
House, yes.
Yeah, it's just got a more airy bass and more synth than regular house or Kwaito, but it's in that tradition. So, all right. I had to just bring it back, you know, to the Pan-African audience.
And that's why we have you to, you know, bring us back.
Right. Okay, so you're saying...
Yes, I'm saying Niniola really went out there with this album, having people like Salty Soul feature on the album. And, you know, reprising her, you know, feature with Busiswa on the album. But this time they go the Amapiano way. And it was just interesting, you know. Niniola.
Does it sound totally South African?
It does.
Is there any Nigerian? Well, let's just listen to it and see.
Yes.
Let's listen. You can be the verdict.
I'm watching.
Okay, so this song was called O'Sharp. And it's Niniola's album, right, Kwame, called Colors and Sounds that came out just recently.
Yes.
When I was playing away, taking care of my mom.
While you were chilling.
I was horseback riding too, actually.
People, you see? See what she does?
Well, you know, you take care of your mom, but you need a little break too. And in this horse country. Anyway. Okay. So that was O'Sharp. You're right. It does sound totally South African.
So South African. And Niniola, I just love that she doesn't necessarily follow the Afro. I mean, she doubles in Afrobeat sometimes, but she puts herself out there sonically. And I love that about her. And last but not least,
Jeez.
Oh, yes. Lots of music news today.
Wow. New albums coming out since I've been away. Man.
Yes. Casper Nyovest also released his much anticipated album, which has so many great South African artists on there. And he called this one Any Minute Now. And he released it right when his newborn child was about to pop up in the world. So he dedicated the album to his baby.
I came from nothing to something. I came from nothing to something. They used to say that I'm ugly. Now they won't call me their husband. I'm having sex. I got your bitch on the knees doing shit that you wouldn't believe. She persisted. She rolling with me. Kissing pito. Got same like it's D, 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 D. You know I'm playing for keeps. Jordan, magic, right hook, left hook. When I break it, always tragic. Now I am sad.
And on the album, yes.
That's why it's called Any Minute Now.
Any Minute Now.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
Yes. And on the album art, he has a sonogram of his baby on there.
Oh
yes.
My gosh.
Very beautiful, I must say.
Cool. Hey, everybody. This is Heather, and I'm with Kwame, and we're listening to new music from new albums by African artists since I've been away.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's been about a month or so.
Stay clean, though. Look at you. I like that one. Who's then the man who is Samson? On Kazan got to come like a Musman bar. Who? I'm standing at the hall is a someone. Someone.
Well, cool. This was fun, Kwame.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're getting caught up. I'm right back into the swing.
Yes, you are. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks. And so is there anything else you'd like to share with everybody before we move along? I did manage to get a couple more tunes ready for this week's show.
No, definitely we can't give them everything today. They should stay tuned, keep listening to Music Time in Africa. And next week and the coming weeks, we'll definitely be feeding them with more African music news, both on the continent and in the diaspora.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kwame, thanks again, and I'll see you next week.
For sure. You're always welcome.
Hello, it's Abandon Simtori from the Ben Makomba in Zimbabwe. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. So that concludes my rundown of top new music with Kwame. I hope you enjoyed that. Now it's time for a classic. And then we're going to go to our feature interview with Finoche from Nairobi, Kenya. Plus, I've got one more classic after that. So don't go anywhere, peeps. Here is Oliver Mutukudzi's 1999 favorite, Zoka Uyamwe. The song is about a feeling of missing home. And you're going to hear Tuku singing the word Dande over and over in this song. Well, Dande is a Shona word that describes an area of a person's upbringing or birth. He sings, I'm thinking of Dande. I want to go back to Dande. I miss Dande. And the ladies singing Zoka Uyamwe in the background, that's the song's title, are urging him to come back home and suckle. They sing, "The breast is waiting for you." Such a beautiful song. Enjoy it. Oliver Mutukudzi, the legend from Zimbabwe, passed away January 23rd, 2019.
in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Yes, okay. Hey guys, this is Heather. I hope you enjoyed that classic from Zimbabwe by Oliver Mutukudzi. Now it's time to meet my featured guest artist of the hour, Fino Shay. All right, we're going to hear some music from his debut album, Son from Kibera, and he's going to tell us all about it. Now, Bill Odidi presents this interview from Nairobi.
My mirrors never lie to me. I'm a mile to be. A stone to be cold and that ain't boasting. I got the spiritual information. More life I pray, more life I see.
My real names are Fino Shay Albameso, and I chose Fino Shay as my stage name, as my originality, as a unique creative artist.
So your album is called Son From Kibera.
Yeah.
Choose for us one track from that album.
The track that I would really like people to listen, a track called Twisty. Twisty is a track which is inspired by Kenyan classics, Kenyan oldies.
Miuskiza mzikiza mabuda, nama shuja, zama gita, nama tarumita. Miuskiza mzikingori ngori zilipendwa, kaka baka twisty miucheza fiti miukaba. Niko 16 ina haja na wasupa wanakatwa na kitambi wanadara, stingongori lava lava. Meno bado iko, nagunja, mifupa, abdala.
This one is my first album. I decided, let me release an album whereby I'll be talking of various things that people don't really talk about them in our society. Things like police brutality, you know, mental awareness, you know, telling people to chase their dreams and like, you know. So I decided to come up with the album Son from Kibera. And my inspiration is actually pulled from my upbringing in Kibera. The things I used to see, the things I used to listen, and, you know, the things my friends used to go through. So I just decided to call the album Son from Kibera because Kibera is a ghetto.
What do we play next?
There's this track called Nightmares. I was talking about, you know, mental health. I was telling my story. There was a point in 2017 I felt worthless, you know. And I was like, I'm trying to do music, but it ain't picking up, you know. God was actually communicating with me. He was telling me, yo, just chill. When you finish high school, this is what I have for you.
I've seen in my life, I'm trying to paint a picture for the brighter days. In this nation I'm living, thank God. I'm alive and I'm ready, never sleeping. I'm a night walker, ready for this wild walker. Yeah, they're trying to hold me for severe or severe pains. And my wounds heal again, still they creep me out, freak me out. A sister to the dungeon, push me to her presence. Wanna kill my essence in my head, trying to torment, cause I never took the omen. Hit the point of view, life sucks. Used to skip classes, let my homie black. Thinking of future's bright, now I'm on the wrong lock. Roll the dice, cause my life thunder. Strikes in the mind, avoid so I quiver just to live a sue myself just to get her.
I was just listening to music on YouTube and I came across Liana in Moods. She had a dope voice. I actually went to her DM, IG, and I...
On Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram. Mm-hmm. I also sent her my music and she was like, you're talking about things that are really affecting the society. And she kind of connected with my music and we connected. So I sent her a sample of what I made. When she accepted the offer, I started making the beat right away. I did my thing, recorded my verse. I told her, you're going to put a hook here and I'll do the second verse and the first verse. She recorded the vocals in France. I mixed it and mastered it.
And here's the song.
Yeah, here's the song. When I released it, the first month, the track hit 10,000 streams on Spotify.
You feed me words and
that is quite the collaboration thanks to a connection the two artists made on Instagram. Fino Shay from Nairobi with Liana Ray Moods from France. Fino Shay is just 21 years old out of one of Nairobi's most deprived slums and now aiming for huge things thanks to his music. This is a great point at which to take you back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bill Diddy here in Nairobi. Cheers.
Gave me hope in life. I was too she like a fly. But she told me, boy, it's your time. You better make it right. Do you people let it shine? Just for the record, came under fire. In the walk tall, in the walk tall. Woo! On the race against time. Play to the broken breeze. Jiggy jiggy, cause I like it. Biggie biggie, picky picky, point big calls. You give me hope in life, hip hop.
You feed me words and
so that was Fino Shea, an emerging artist out of Kibera, Nairobi, Kenya. Hey, everyone, this is Heather Maxwell, and it's time already for our last song of the hour. Man, but guess what? It's another classic from 1996, Cameroon. Here's Donnie Elwood's masterpiece entitled Pygmy. Now, this singer-songwriter is renowned for satirical lyrics, especially that target Cameroonian politics and society. In this song, he lays bare the reality of the Baka people, at least back in the 1990s, the time the song was released, in so much as the only time civilized people would even dream of making contact with them was when they needed their supposed magical powers. And Donnie sings, when a civilized man comes to see a pygmy, it's because his wife wants a divorce, when he wants a promotion, when he wants his football team to win. That's when they think of me, Mr. Pygmy. Now, for others, though, this song is simply a beautiful homage to the Baka's traditional way of life. Simple, joyous, and close to nature.
Et je suis negro, black de peau, black to the go, une peau mélaninée à gogo. Ça se voit, de près ou de loin, de jour comme de nuit, surtout dans le noir. On dit qu'un négro c'est toujours un petit macro, toujours un petit escro, toujours un petit rigolo, toujours un petit gigolo, qui n'aime que le papio. Moi je suis négro et je suis réglo. D'ailleurs je suis négro et je suis beau. La tête du négro comme la noix de coco, les yeux du négro comme les noyaux de corps, les dents du négro comme les dents de propos. En général, le négro est né dans les Sessongo. Il habite une hutte en poto-poto. Ça, c'est le négro et ça, c'est beau. Moi, je suis négro et je suis beau. Il y a au volume à Koro. Zabangatou, di bivin, di binabe.
Asouje, babo, di bivin, dabe.
Zabangatou, di bivin. On dit qu'un négro n'est jamais beau. Moi je suis négro et je suis beau. Comme Kokumbo, comme Kizito, comme Oliver Tambo, comme Steve Biko, comme Kizerbo, comme Manu Dibango, comme Sassou Nguesso, comme Sese Seko, comme Omar Bongo, comme Aïjo. Et comme bien bimbando, il y a au volum à coro. On dit qu'un négro n'est jamais beau. Il y a des négros qui sont très beaux. Chicago, à Soweto, moi je suis négro et je suis beau. Il y a au volum à coro. Zavangatouni bibindi binabe.
Asouje babo bibindabe.
Zavangatouni bibindi binabe. Te,
with Donnie Elwood's 1996 hit Pygmy from Cameroon. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you all so much for joining me this hour, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. Also, thank you to Kwame Ofori, and a big thanks to Fino Shea and Bill Odidi from Kenya for that great interview. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09.0500 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09.05, 1505, 2005, and 22.0500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.